I am Janet Rogenstein. I am Shay Lyric Hawk's grandma.
Okay, what year were you born?
I was born in 1937. I'm going to be 81 in February.
What was your childhood like, and where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York City. I was born in the Bronx. I lived most of my young years in Manhattan. I went to school in New York City. I was a very happy kid. I have an older sister. I had no brothers. I loved to go out and play in the streets. We played ball. We jumped rope. We roller skated. We had lots of fun as a kid.
So you had, did you have a TV or a radio?
We had radios. That was the biggest time of our lives because the TV really didn't start till I was about 10 years old. And we had little tiny screens, and it was just like a few stations you could see. You didn't even get to choose or change channels very much. There were only a few channels. But the radio was super duper for us because we could close our eyes and listen to the radio, and our imaginations would create the scenes for us. Terrace. And I remember running around the terrace and falling and banging my head, and I had to have stitches across the bridge of my nose. I still have a scar from that, and that was very frightening. It was up high at a building, but it was also a bad cut, and we had to go to the hospital and I had to get stitches.
How did you meet my grandpa?
I met him when I was in college at upstate New York, and he was visiting a friend at a nearby college, and I was a blind date. He was a blind date, and we had a lovely time up there at Cornell for a spring weekend. It was a football spring weekend, and that's when we first met.
What was your best memory with him?
The best memory with him is, I guess, when our first date, when he came to New York City, because he lived out on Long Island, and he came to New York City, and he came to visit me. It was maybe the first date after that weekend, and he took me out for a pizza down in the village, and pizza was fairly new in those days. A lot of people didn't know about pizza.
How long have you been married?
Next year we will have been married 60 years.
If you could go back in time, what would you change?
If I could, I'm trying to think what I would change. Well, I would wish countries would be able to get along better.
Where were you when I was born?
Oh, I was in New York City waiting to hear from your mommy and daddy if you were born, because we knew about when you were going to get born. I was waiting to find out for sure. And then as soon as I found out, I got my airplane ticket and I went to California, to Los Angeles, and your daddy picked me up at the airport. And then we met your mommy at the hospital because she was bringing you home.
So remember that you knew the real Rocky? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I don't know exactly how, but my uncle was friendly, got to know him, got friendly with him, and he had him over to his house. I must have been about 10, 11, like that, 12 maybe, and he came in to visit my uncle at his house, and then we went out to dinner, and they took me and my sister to a nightclub. And there was a picture with me and him and my uncle and my aunt and my sister.
What is your best advice to me?
Okay. I would say to any young person, especially to a person I love a lot, like you, I would say, be yourself. Take all the time and the effort to find out what's your best talent, what pleases you most in the world, what makes you the happiest, and work very hard at it, because that will be with you for your whole life.